What was your most obscure quarantine shopping item? Could have been at the grocery store, could have been at Target, could have been at Walmart. What was it?
So I usually get the same items every single week from the grocery store, right? I don't make a list because I know what I'm getting. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, when I was walking down the aisle, I looked over and I was like, Fig Newtons, 2 for $3. And I haven't bought Fig Newtons since I was probably, I've never, because my mom bought them as kids. I had to have been 7 or 8 years old, but I got the mixed berry Fig Newtons and the strawberry Fig Newtons. And I'm like,
is that when the TV commercial used to be, it's not a cookie, mother, it's a Fig Newton.
It's a Fig Newton. That's what I said in the grocery stores. I picked them up. For some reason, I'm like, oh yeah, I'll get those. So then I bring them home and I'm eating them. And now that Parker's eating like solid food, I'm like, ooh, would you like a Fig Newton? Here you go.
Actually, and that is a good food for, at least I believe this is the case. Keep in mind, all three of my kids have lived this long, but I think that's actually a good one to start because it's nice and chewy and, you know, it's sweet, but it's not like a cookie cookie.
She loved it. Yeah. She loved it. I'm like, well, we're going to need more Fig Newtons. I guess that was divine intervention.
Classy.
I feel like Jessie shops like her parents are gone for the weekend. So, you know what I mean?
Jessie's entire list is all impulse buys.
Like she's like all the Eatos, Doritos, Cheetos, Tostitos. What do you have, Jessie?
Puffy
right
Cheetos?
Now?
The organic Cheetos because I'm healthy.
Shut up. There's no organic Cheetos.
There's baked Cheetos that I think are supposed to be better. Thank you, Sarah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Oreos.
They're baked.
Double stuffed Oreos. Mint Oreos, birthday cake Oreos, and
did you make an appointment at the dentist?
1,000 pounds. How is this possible?
Because she's not 25 yet. Enjoy that metabolism. You're going to wake up on your 26th birthday and there's a tire around your waist.
Right, yeah.
Enjoy it. Jeff, you've done some of the shopping. You've done most of the shopping because your wife's been at home. Have you bought anything?
If it's not on my list, I'm not getting it. I've got my list. Like you said something earlier, Sarah, and it was like offensive to me. You're like, I don't write down a list because I know what I'm going to get. That's the most offensive thing you've ever said in my presence. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, you write your list down so you don't go astray. In fact, if you know your grocery store well enough, if you go to H-E-B, Randall's, Kroger, whichever one you go to, if you have your list correct, you do it based on having to only take one lap around the store. So I start with bakery over to fruits and vegetables, and then I end in dairy. And then by the time I'm at the checkout, the milk has been sitting out of the refrigerator for the least amount of time possible.
Wow.
That's my list.
I take the same route. I only got distracted by the cookie aisle to get the figs because it was a long line. And I was like, hey, I'll go up this aisle. And that's when the figs called me. See, you, by the way, don't venture off your path. You need to be a little bit more adventurous because maybe the figs will call you too.
Maybe, but I don't need to worry about that right now because if they're not on my list, they're not talking.
Oh my gosh. Now is the time for fun, Jeff. Just stray. Just a little.
Actually stayed on my Lent diet this entire time too.
Wow, that's impressive.
Oh my God. And I literally talking to God right now. Did you hear him, God? He's done it, God.
And God said to Jeff, you will not stray from your list. That's for Sarah.
And then Sarah. God saith unto Sarah and Jesse, it's okay, y'all. I got crazy.
All right. What, like Sarah and Jesse, have you purchased? It's your biggest impulse buy at the store. Check us out at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Mix 96.5 Houston.